From NPR News, this is special coverage of the mass shooting in Las Vegas. At least 58 people are dead, more than 500 injured, after a gunman opened fire on an outdoor country music concert from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel last night. It is the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Here's President Trump speaking this afternoon from the Oval Office.
On Wednesday morning, very early, we're going to be leaving for Las Vegas, where we're going to be seeing the governor, who I just spoke to, the mayor, governor of the state, the mayor of Las Vegas, who I just spoke to, the sheriff, who has done such a great job. The police department has done such a fantastic job in terms of the speed, and we all very much appreciate it.
Joining us now is NPR Scott Horsley. And Scott, beyond what we just heard there from President Trump, he also gave a speech this morning. What else is the president doing when it comes to Las Vegas?
Well, as you heard, he's spoken already with Mayor Goodman and Governor Sandoval, as well as Sheriff Lombardo, who's been updating us throughout the day on what law enforcement is learning about this. A little over an hour from now, the president is expected to lead the country in a moment of silence on behalf of the victims. We might say there are some lawmakers who have already said they're not going to participate in the moment of silence. Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts is in that camp. He and others argue that silence is not the appropriate response to an attack like this. We've had a very strong statement from Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Of course, he represents the state where the Sandy Hook shooting took place. And He has said very pointedly that it is infuriating to him that his colleagues in Congress are, in his words, so afraid of the gun industry, they pretend there are not public policy responses to this epidemic. Yeah. And he concluded his statement saying it's time for Congress to get off its ass and do something.
So strong language there. I'll add Hillary Clinton. Our grief isn't enough. We can and must put politics aside, stand up to the NRA, and work together to try to stop this from happening again. Questions about how this alleged shooter got 10 rifles that he either adjusted or they were assault, I don't know, but they seemed automatic from the sound, and how he got them. So, we are definitely hearing that.
Yes, although you did not hear it from President Trump. What you heard from President Trump in his statement today was uncharacteristically somber, solemn. It was a very sort of traditional address that a president might give at a time of national mourning. He quoted from Scripture, using the words of the 34th Psalm to say the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He said he and Melania are praying for the victims. But he also appealed for national unity and saying that while we are angry about this senseless act of mass murder, he said, America's unity cannot be shattered by evil. Our bonds cannot be broken by violence.
Scott, if it weren't for this tragedy in Las Vegas, we would be spending a lot more time today talking about the situation in Puerto Rico. And there was a lot of news on that over the weekend between President Trump and the mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulín Cruz, after she criticized federal efforts to help Puerto Rico in its recovery after Hurricane Maria. Here's what she said at a press conference on Friday.
I will do what I never thought I was going to do. I am begging anyone that can hear us to save us from dying.
Now, the president tweeted such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help. They want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort. He said that the mayor there was told by the Democrats to be nasty to him. What do you make of this fight between President Trump and the mayor of San Juan? And if he's going to Puerto Rico tomorrow, what's going to happen?
Should be an interesting greeting on the tarmac there, right? Donald Trump often responds to criticism by firing back with equal force or greater force. And there's sort of a mismatch here. Some observers were sort of scratching their heads at a president of the country criticizing the mayor of a city that has been just so heavily damaged by this hurricane. Certainly the mayor's frustration, even if it's misdirected, would be understandable. But the president accused the mayor there of playing politics. He talked about politically motivated ingrates in Puerto Rico. He pointed to positive statements that have come from Others, including lawmakers and the former governor of Puerto Rico, but he has strongly defended the federal response, even as news crews on the ground have underscored the extent to which that response has so far been inadequate.
Well, they've also shown us how people there are working as a community to respond, not sitting and waiting. But I just want to ask you about another tweet from President Trump over the weekend. This is after Rex Tillerson let it be known that he had let North Korea know that they have some lines there to Pyongyang, and there is the possibility of some talk. The president then tweeted, "I told Rex Tillerson, our wonderful Secretary of State, that he's wasting his time trying to negotiate with little rocket man," of course, the president's word for the leader of North Korea. Is that good cop, bad cop, or is he undermining his Secretary of State? What's going on there?
It's a very puzzling exchange there. On the one hand, the president has kind words for his Secretary of State, so it doesn't sound like Rex Tillerson's really in the doghouse. But he does seem to be undermining the idea of carrying on these negotiations. And the sort of curious thing is these are supposed to be kind of back-channel negotiations carried on through the North Korean staff at the UN. Why Rex Tillerson chose to make them public and not leave them out of sight is sort of curious. And then having done so, why his own president would rebuke him in that way is also curious. It's not the first time that there has seemed to be a disconnect between foreign policy as it's being run out of the White House and foreign policy as it might be run out of the State Department.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley with more on what's happening at the White House today. Scott, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
And we're continuing to follow the shooting in Las Vegas, 58 dead at least and more than 500 injured after last night's shooting at a country music concert.